Exercise 11, 10. One of the advantages of plastics is that they are durable and resistant to many environmental factors. It may be that they are too good in this respect, as some of them last almost forever. When they are dumped, they do not disappear. About half of our waste plastic comes from packaging. One approach to the plastics disposal problem is to manufacture plastic packages that are biodegradable or photodegradable, that is, broken down in the presence of bacteria or light. So far, this has been tried mainly with plastic bags and food cartons. Most biodegradable plastics are starch-based synthetic polymers. Photodegradable plastics usually contain a light-sensitive additive. A major disadvantage of degradable plastics is their relatively high price. Perhaps the best way to dispose of used plastic is to recycle it. This requires that the plastic is collected, sorted, cut up, melted, and then remoulded. Collection may actually be the hardest step in the process because it needs community cooperation, which is not always easy to achieve. The separation step has been simplified by having code numbers stamped on most plastic bottles and other plastic objects. For example, polyethylene terephthalate PET plastics have been given code 1, high-density polyethylene HDPE, and code 2, polyvinyl chloride PVC, code 3, and polystyrene, PS, code 6. When the plastics have been separated, they can be cut up into flakes and reshaped into fibre. At present, the only plastic items being recycled on a large scale are HDPE milk bottles, which are subsequently remoulded into detergent bottles, and PET soda mineral water bottles, which are turned into fibre mainly for carpets or car bumpers. Small companies are also recycling polystyrene water bottles. Recycling of plastics is a field with great potential for growth. Another way to dispose of used plastics is to incinerate or burn them. Most plastics have a high fuel value. For example, half a kilogram of polyethylene has about the same energy content as half a kilogram of fuel oil. Therefore, some communities are able to generate a good amount of electricity with the heat from their waste incinerators. However, incinerating plastics can lead to some new problems. For example, polyvinyl chloride produces toxic hydrogen chloride gas when it burns, so incinerators are corroded by acidic fumes and sometimes even clogged with materials that are not easily burnt. Although plastics present a few problems, they have become such an important part of daily life that it would be difficult to live without them. In the field of medicine, body replacement parts made from polymers have become common, but in the future there will be artificial bones that can stimulate new bone growth. We can also expect to have artificial lungs and livers, as well as artificial hearts. Vinyl water pipes, siding, window frames, plastic foam insulation, and polymeric surface coatings are all widely used in home construction today. In tomorrow's homes, artificial wood may be used instead of timber, made perhaps from recycled plastic. Synthetic polymers are used extensively in the interiors of airplanes, and some planes have entire bodies and wings made of light composite materials. Several kinds of automobiles also have plastic bodies. In the future, it is likely that many cars will have bodies and frames made from high-strength composite materials. There will probably be many more exciting polymers developed during the 21st century. Consider photosynthesis, the process by means of which energy from the sun is harnessed to carry out a sequence of life-sustaining chemical reactions. Many laboratories are trying to design polymers that will mimic nature in being able to convert sunlight directly to useful chemical energy. However, most synthetic polymers are made from petroleum or natural gas. Both of these natural resources are non-renewable and their resources are limited, especially of petroleum, which we are likely to run out of during the 21st century.